Heita 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 ola Zimbabwe muhle ndinomgamchira emchirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection with your boy Big Mike. Nasi mchirongwa Zimbabwe muhle today tashika muna July in 2019. Nasi mchirongwa we're looking to touch on something Zimbabwe. I'm your host Mike Hoye. Ontanga Zimbabwe muhle ndinomgamchira emchirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection with your boy Mike Hove. Once again, welcome Zimbabwe muhle to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Today is Tuesday the 9th of July 2019. Now tonight on The Connection we're discussing the 5th annual Forbes 30 under 30 list that features seven young Zimbabweans got to be featured on this year's 2019 Forbes 30 under 30 list. Now, for those that don't know Zimbabwe Muhle, Forbes Africa releases a list every year, like I said, for the past 5 years. Now, for the past 4 years, the list had 90 people. This year, the list featured 120 young Africans from different parts of the continent, which, of course, once again, I can't emphasize on this, seven young Zimbabweans were featured. Now, these young people are all entrepreneurs who come from different countries, Nigeria, South Africa, Malawi, Zimbabwe, the list goes on and on. These young people are all people who are considered trailblazers. I repeat, trailblazers. These are people who are doing really, really well on the face of the African continent. They're creating new industries. They're creating employment within their countries. They're doing amazing things. Now, on this list, like I mentioned, features seven Zimbabweans, those being number one, Kim Jade, who is a media personality based in South Africa. She has signed endorsement with renowned groups and organizations such as Revlon, Coca-Cola, and more. The second one, his name is Gilmore Tafadzwa Moyo. A lot of you know him as Gilmore T. He's a radio and TV host. He's a fashionista. He's a content producer. He's a public relations consultant. Gilmore founded his company, Paperbag Africa, which is one of the reasons that led him to being profiled on the Forbes 2019 30 under 30 list. The next one is Terence Mate. We're looking to have Terence come into our program. Terence runs a company that offers incineration services to hospitals, clinics, funeral parlors, and more. This is all in Zimbabwe. The company once won a contract to dispose of confidential electoral information for the EU observation, the European Union. So he's doing big things. Besides running that company, Terence, of course, himself is an auditor. The third one, number three, Zimbabwe is Khanyisile Madonko Nderezina. Khanyisile is a Zimbabwean based in South Africa. She runs a consulting and business development firm based in South Africa. His company launched an accelerator program to help young people start and run viable businesses in Zimbabwe. So soon and very soon, I'm looking to have Khanyisile on our program. Wilfred Mwanza is number four on the list. He is a Zimbabwean. Once again, another one. He's the founder of Ford Illusions, which provides a simplified practical training on the applications of robotics using NXT logo robots for SMEs. Now, here I'm speaking Greek. Now, we're talking robotic languages. Wilford also focuses on providing private businesses with assistance and government organizations in the country. Number five on the list is Shoriwa. And Zimbabwe Musha, I've got the list right here. So don't be surprised. Lingbonang bega pants. No, it's because I'm reading the list as I go. Number five on the list is Shoriwa Sean Benjamin, who is a geek who founded a company that provides ICT solutions such as mobile apps, websites, systems, cloud servers, and video production. Number six on the list is Melissa Mwale. Melissa is the founder of three organizations that are all in the digital space. So, e-digital, e-enzi zintoes mangalisayo, emshabeni, ikakhulukazi e-Africa. Hive Incorporation is an online fashion store, and CryptoGem is her Bitcoin trading platform. So that is the list of Zimbabwe Muhle. There are 7 young Zimbabweans who featured on the 2019 Forbes 30 Under 30 list. Plus 1202-619-2077 is the number to call if you're looking to join us tonight. We're also going to be broadcasting live on our Facebook pages, the VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, Uyezepa, VOA Ndebele. Truktive nyiropa masaisai anoti 909 medium wave frequency, Uyezepa 4930-6065, Nepa 15460 kilohertz per shortwave. Zimbabwe Muhle abafisa ukungena kuhlelo, you can also call us live on plus 1202-619-2077. Lingasixhuma njalo ku WhatsApp, mokwalisa undroyela text pa WhatsApp pa plus 1202-465-0318. Abafisa ukubukela ku internet, kanamshila utepfenyira pa internet, we can do that too. Zimbabwe Muhle, www.voashona.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, and www.voaindebele.com. Those are our 3 websites, but Rekare Zimbabwe Muhle, most importantly, Musakanganu Tripana Papa Facebook, on our 3 Facebook pages, VOA Shana, VOA Ndebele, we are Zepa, VOA Shana, for the next hour, Tichitaura, Nevechidiki, Varpa List E, Forbes 30 Under 30, 2019 list. Saka pindai mchirongwa, sheai, vada ukurukura Nevechidiki, muchin zwisisa, if you're looking to understand, kuta, ah, how are these young people doing it? How are they being featured on the Forbes 2019 30 Under 30 list in this current economical climate? Please feel free to call us and join the program.
Hey, hola, Deepiko, Hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Danki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is plus 1-202-465-0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMyke3.
Imali ekolo ingoma eka DJ Skyver. Ndiko kanziyo ka DJ Skyver, recent winner of the Bulawayo Arts Awards. Congratulations, Bafor. At Big Mike 3 is a username on Twitter and Instagram. Saka aiwa, after this hour, ngatikurukure ipapo. Parizino, I'm right here with you, Zimbabwe Muhle, for the next hour on our 3 Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, Uyezepa, VOA Shona. Saka nakana mchifara chirongwa. Don't forget kuisa my loves, ne my likes. Now joining me, who's going to be my first guest on the program, is going to be Terrence Mate. But before we go to Terrence, let me show you guys a little snippet of a video of Terrence speaking at the recent 30 Under 30 Meets program, whereby they gave him the platform to talk a little about his business. Take a look.
I pursued my love for entrepreneurship in college and started a couple of businesses there. My most successful one being buying a dead popcorn machine for about $100 and turning it into a very thriving business that served amazing popcorn in 3 wonderful flavors. Walking out of college, I asked myself an important question: what next? A friend of mine ran a funeral home, so I started a waste management business where I would help them dispose of used embalming fluid. The following week, I read in the paper that a hospital group was going to have their license taken because they were disposing of their used syringes. To me, that was opportunity knocking. That hospital became customer number 2. I went on to register this business, and I stand before you as a co-founder of Southern Incineration Services. We are Zimbabwe's largest private provider of incineration services. Over the past year, Southern Incineration Services has grown from strength to strength. We are a company with 12 full-time employees. We operate from about 7 cities and towns across Zimbabwe, and we're on track to be a $1 million company in 2020.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle, you heard him. That was Terence Mate. He's a young gentleman, the founder of Southern Incendiary Services. Zimbabwe, bona, they are based in Harare. You heard him himself, the reason why he's on this Forbes 30 under 30 list. Company yake. By 2020, they're expecting Uguti. They'll be raking in a million. Asaz Uguti, are those bonds? Uguti, are those US? Gota, a million? Imali. Yo! Enengempela. So I'm not sure Uguti sesilaye na uTerence Mate ngweni, but Zimbabwe Muhle, ndiyo nyaya truku kurukura nasi muchirongwa. Forbes 30 under 30. We have 7 young entrepreneurs who are part of that list. Asindrugunzi wati, Dana Terence Parunari. I have Terence on the line. Terence Mate Mnumzana, welcome to Studio 7's very own youth program.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Right, Terence, people just watched a video here where you were telling them Uguti by 2020 you're expecting Uguti in company Ako is going to be raking in the good millions. What's up with that?
Well, it looks like it may not be 2020, which we actually want to bring it to be like that before the end of this year.
Oh, so it's sooner than expected. Oh man, congratulations. But before we get before we get into the nitty gritties, let's talk a little about the Forbes 30 under 30 list. Before we start talking, let me first congratulate you live on air. Congratulations, because what you did there, buddy, that accomplishment is a big, big deal. To be part of 120 young Africans who are emerging, changing economies, who are changing, shaping the environment within the, on the face of the continent. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate it.
Now, let's get into the nitty-gritties. The Forbes 30 Under 30, there are people who don't understand what this list is all about, why it's important, why Mike is making a big deal of it, and why he's broadcasting about it. So I'm going to give you the honors as someone who's part of this list to explain to them. What exactly is the Forbes 30 Under 30 list, and why is it important to you as a young Zimbabwean to be on that list?
Okay. You know, there's a proverb that says that until the deer learns to write, then legend will always speak of the hunter. In other words, legend will always speak of the lion. So this list particularly is Africa telling Africa's story, because this is Forbes Africa 30 under 30. It's entrepreneurs who are African, born in Africa, and have their businesses operating in Africa. Mm-hmm. Who are leading in whatever industry. So I can say that should generally answer both questions. To say, what is it about and why is it important? We are all under the age of 30. We all started the businesses that we run, and we are leading in whatever industry that we are in. So that is what it's about, and that's why we believe that it is something that is.
Now, Terence, tell me something. I've had a lot of young entrepreneurs on this program here, and a lot of them, they've complained. The economy is not in the greatest of positions. However, we have 7 young people who are from this very same country that's saying the economy is not in its greatest position, that are being profiled, that are being said to be game changers, that have the potential, that are employers, and so forth and so forth. How do we go about ensuring that this legacy moves forward and we shape this history and we don't have people just focusing on the negative?
Correct. I think, I agree with those individuals who are on the show and what they said. Even for myself, I will say Zimbabwe is quite a difficult environment to operate in. I guess the key to succeed is primarily twofold. First of all, you have to identify a niche. Even in Afghanistan, where their rockets are flying, people still need water to drink. People still need oil. So no matter how difficult an economy is, there will be opportunities for the very basic, and also for specialized services, which is where I find myself, specialized services. And also, the other opportunity has to do with looking beyond where you are. So I think the challenge at times, you're operating in Harare, Gobulawayo, and, you're just looking at that. There is so much more outside of where you are. You're in Bulawayo, but dream of Harare and Harare. We started with Bulawayo. And right now, the only province where you don't find me is in Manicaland. I've done this in 3 years. So it's about looking outside of where you are. And going into 2020, we're already looking at going beyond the Zimbabwean border. So I would say, first of all, look beyond where you are and also look for a niche and a specialized service that you can deliver and you'll be successful.
Mm-hmm. All right, Chance, let me hold you up for 1 second. I have my first call on the line. I hope the call is looking to talk to you for a second, but just hold on the line. Let me hear from my first caller. Kola, mtereri, ndimwe kutanga wapinda mchirongwa, ngokalayo na mshaguselo, mbano kone tingweni.
Mkuma,
mamoyo, unjani?
Nyepe, unjani.
Aisipili ile, utabalu kone kutuini mamoyo uluzile. Kulaba sakhulayo abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe bona they are being embraced on the face of the continent. Kuthiwa hayi bona they are part of the game changers, they are shifting everything. Kuthiwa bona balamandla okuthuthukisa isimo somnotho elizweni. Wena uthini ngodaba olukhona?
Athuthukisa umnotho kuphi, ekhaya kumbe kwamanye amazwe?
Well, on both faces, mama. So list lena, it's about embracing 120 young people. Kuthiwa bona they're doing big things emazweni abo njalo kuzwekazi ele Africa. So bona kuthiwa umsebenzi wabo it's special enough ukuthi bangathuthukisa isimo somnotho. So wena uthini?
Hayi, kodwa ngiyala mina ukuthi khona kunomuntu ozokwazi ukuthuthukisa isimo seZimbabwe ngaphansi kombuso kaMnangagwa, vele angeke vele kuyenze vele.
Kungani usisho kanjalo phela ecingweni silo mnumzana lo ongisakhulayo othi by the end of the year mina inkampani yami ilamandla of raking in at least $1 million?
Ya, nxa kuthi yena utsho njalo ukuthi uthi yena udla lapho khona ngale mphini. Nxa kuthi wonkhona uya kubona ukuthi wonkhona i-company yakhe iyasebenza, ingali iyayenza imali ebonakalayo. Kusho ukuthi udla layo lokhu zena umbuso. Because ezithini abantu abatsha vele kasikuboni thini ukuthi wonkhona kule nto eyenziwa yilo kunjani ilizwe leZimbabwe ngaphansi kwalo mbuso karhulumente yena lo khona.
So wena uthi hayi kunzima ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo bazithuthukise ngaphansi kombuso okhona?
Kunzima kakhulu. Kusho ukuthi umuntu ongaba le chance yokuthi khona azithuthukise or abe nemphumela omuhle kulelani ilizwe ngaphansi kwawo nalwana umbuso kuyikuthi khona ma kuyikuthi vele uyabe kule sandla ekudleni bekubhekelela lawo.
Hayi, sikuzwile mamoyo. Ula amazwe yini okugcina ukuphosela?
Hayi, mina ngithi konkhona abantu kumele ukuthi benanzelele ukuthi wonkhona vele ungajabuleli ukuthi wona wena uyi-one udle kube abanye abantwana bedubeka. Uyabona, sonke siyafanana. Kusho ukuthi ngaye phela nxa kuwukuthi khona kunomphumelo omuhle ngale, kusho ukuthi ngabe sonke sikhona ekhaya, sihlezi ekhaya, kambe angeke sijabulele ukuthi sibe yiziphephele emazweni singatholi lutho, kube ekhaya ku-right.
Hayi, siyakuzwa mamoyo. Wothi sizwe ukuthi yena uTerence uthen. Ngiyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo, angithi?
Ngiyabonga.
Right, Terence, usakhona ecingweni?
Hayi, bengilalele sibili umamoyo ekhuluma indaba yakhe le.
So wena uthini? How are you doing it? Uyamuzwa umamoyo uthi abantu abasakhulayo babona ngani ukuzithuthukisa kunzima ngempela, ikakhulu phansi kombuso okhona. Wena ungomunye wabasakhulayo, part of 7 young people abazithuthukisayo elizweni. Wena ule nkampani ehola imali eningi, ukwenza njani?
Okay, as the economy has been going through, what we all know is a difficult period. Like what I said, I offer a specialized service. And I think one thing that has contributed to the success of the business is not like what she suggests with the but as things become difficult, they notice that the big players, which are international companies, teach from the market, and they go back to their countries. And that in itself will lead to the broker players to take up that mortgage. So, like what I'm saying, we're all in the same economic environment, but ultimately we look at things differently. And what the economy is different, that has contributed to the success of the business. Because, you know, some of the big players have retreated to go back to predominantly South Africa where they're from. Mm. And that has allowed them to then take up that market share. So I, umamo yakhala sibe endlami ngivuma sibilindayo elizweni lapha to run any business is very difficult. Mm. I need labo laba ababusayo, but generally that's how we do.
Now ening laba sakhulayo, a lot of young people vanopinda mchirongwa panapa vanema business avakasiyana siyana vanochema nyaya yokuti especially even those that are looking to get venture into businesses anzi nyaya ye seed capital munyika ai anzi mari haisikubatika munhu wechidika akaenda kunema banga akasiyana siyana vachikumbira loan yokutanga ma business avo vari kunyimwa vachinza muna collateral. Saka imi makazvita sei sezvo murimo munyika, you're based in Harare, it's not a wonder, how did you do it?
Okay. Now, this is how I started. For me, it was an idea. And I didn't have the capital to start a business. So what I did is I looked for a strategic partner who could provide the resources. And that actually is my own brother-in-law, who I am in business with. So, like, you know, I'm into the business of incineration. And to build an incinerator in itself requires a very large capital outlay. But he was in a similar business. For example, if you go to many mines, they've got furnaces. And he was in the business of constructing those furnaces. So my idea now is to say, you know what, there is an opportunity to do it biomedical waste ETC, which is primarily a furnace, but of a different design. So I was like, you know, help me by constructing the incinerator, providing it, and maintaining it. What I will do with the marketing aspect of going out into the market and getting the client.
Mm-hmm.
So that then significantly reduced the amount of capital I needed to begin with. Also, the other thing that I did is, because I had a full-time job, that allowed me to use my payslip to get a pay raise, to then finance, you know, part of those costs that were required. So, I mean, that's how I was able to significantly reduce the cost. I partnered with
Terence.
To provide me.
Yes, phone yakho ikhanya ngani yakeleza, like it keeps cutting off. So what's the song? The producer would add drop a line and then he'll try calling you back. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. Zulukanda uxolo, iline ka Terence khanya ngani yahlupa kodwa we'll drop him and try get him back. Ngiyabona abantu ngempela bayabhala kuma comments besithi i signal namhla iyahlupa uxolo sizazama kulungisa udaba lolo. Kodwa ndirikunzwanga ukuthi ndine umthereri ngilomunye umlaleli okhona ecingweni asizweni ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini. Khola umthereri mapinda mchirongwa okhona ecingweni ngubani?
Khuluma lo mnumzane lakho Mthabuza.
Eh, Tshabuza unjani bhuti?
Ngiyaphila bhuti njani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Nantu dabula ukhona egudwini kulabo sakhulayo abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe. Kuthiwa hayi balamandla okuthuthukisa isimo somnotho elizweni, ukuthi wabalamandla okuletha imisebenzi, bona balamankampani ayenza okuhle okumangalisayo ngempela, and they're based elizweni kwele Zimbabwe. Uwena uthini ngodaba lukhona kodwa?
Yeah, khona imizamo ikhona mihle bayenza abafowethu. Kodwa izithukuthuku zenza ziphelele boyena. Ngoba lapha ngiqonda ukuthi mina bazaqhubeka bezama kodwa bazaze baphela amandla. Ngoba ingabi iphambili ekhona yiyo esibulaleli future yethu. Yebo. Kube kuyikuthi umuntu onguye ophethele kalisa umuntu omutsha olengqondo entsha ezokwazi ukuhambisana lentsha leyo kufanele ithuthukise ilizwe bekuzoba lula. Kodwa kunzima ukuthi ufundise izendalo ukuthi uyifundise ama-tricks amasha okuphila 27 kusuka kube nzima kakhulu so kube kuyikuthi bekuwumuntu omusha umtshela ukuthi hayi lapha mfowethu ngoba uyabona ukuthi uzayele phakathi kwenduba ezisole 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 kungani ungashintshi lapha nalaphana yabona bekuzoba lula kodwa kuthanda ukuthi kube nzima ngoba kunzima ukuthi manje ngingathumela imali kubaba lekhaya ngithi baba ngayo imali ngicela ungithengele inkomo yabona ngithole kuyokuthi ubaba uthenga imbuzi next time futhi ngithumela imali ngithi hayi baba ngicela ungithengele imbuzi ngithole ukuthi ubaba uthethe leya mali wabhadalela umnawami school fees esikolo kufika kube nzima ukuthi ngimethembe mina ubaba so kunzima ukuthi wenze i-investment kuleli lizwe uthathe imali ukuthi ngifuna ukuthuthukisa kuleli lizwe ibhizinisi lami ngoba uyabe ukwazi ukuthi into oyenzayo la kusasa ena future.
Awungitshele ke Tshabuza, uyazi I was reading on i-list le Forbes Africa. Bona bathi ukuze umuntu abe ku-list lena they have to be doing into ethiwa ngesikhiwa a unique business. Kwele Zimbabwe eningi labantu bayakhalala besithi hayi eningi labantu ama-business abo akhanya ngani ayafana, wonke umuntu is trying to get into IT and things like that. Ubona ngani elizweni kumele siyenzeni ukuze sibone the number of Zimbabweans sebekhuphuka from 7 to if possible or 120 kulisi lena Forbes Africa.
Ya kona into efanele ukuthi yenziwa ngithi kufanele ukuthi umuntu lo umuntu mayethena uyenza investment kumbe nebusiness afuna ukuthi aliyenze kube amabhizinisi ahlukeneyo ukuze into yabe ifunwa abantu emarket bengafiki befuna into eyodwa kufana nokuthi for instance manje wena uthengisa amagwili kami ngithengisa amagwili yabona kusuka kuba nzima kubathengi ukuthi ngoba lobakwazi wena bangazi mina so abathengi anike ukuthola iprofit kangawo ngoba umuntu ubuya sika faka isikhalazo ekwazi ukuthi uyakhona ukuthi adlula kuye kuwe ezothola leyo nto efanayo kimi so kuba lula ukuthi kube omunye umuntu ubhizinisi lempahla izigqoko for instance omunye ugijima ngebhizinisi lokudla omunye ehambe ebhizinisi lokunye kodwa kunzima ukuthi uthenge into efana lempahla uhambe uyithengise ngoba angezake uthenge nge-5,000 yabona uhambe uthenge nge-5,000 le-5,000 kule 30,000 rand kusuka kube nzima khona lapho yabona ngoba imali yakulela lizwe inayo vele ivalue yokuthi ungayenza ibhizinisi first of all kumele kube nemali eyiyo esebenzayo ekwazakala ukuthi umuntu uma invest imali uzothola imali hayi ukuthi usebenzise imali uhambe i-barter trade le yenzakalayo ukuthi mina mangile mpahla wena unginika amagwili ubonani into ithintana kanjani.
Hayi Tshabuza, siyakuzwa kahle, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo mnumzane.
Ngiyabonga.
Right, Zimbabwe umuhle bamva kunzwa kuna Luxon Tshabuza adzokurira maonero aCaroline Moyo kuti aiwa hongu zvakanaka zvikurusa kuti vechidiki vari kupiwa maopportunities aya kuti vazvisimudze uyezve vasimudzire upfumi hwenyika asi hanzi nehurumende iripo iyi zvinenge haiwa kungotambisa nguva. Regai tidzokere kuna Terence Tinzwe kuti iye anoti adzoka parunare. Terence, usakone cingwena, you still on the line mnumzana?
I'm right here.
Right, the callers seem to be having at the same thing. Like I keep emphasizing, a lot of entrepreneurs come onto this program, and they feel as though they try, but no matter how hard they try, it just awloof, it disappears into thin air, and their attempts are just disregarded. How do you go about helping young people like that? I see that one of the requirements for you to be on this list is to be turning a profit. Your company is turning a profit. How do you go about ensuring that someone can be in a position whereby they create a business that can turn a profit?
Okay. I actually think that when you're in discussion with the last caller, you actually answered that question by saying the requirement to feature on Forbes magazine is that you are in a unique business. And as you rightfully put it, if everyone is going to go into the same industry, for example, if everyone is going to start a chicken farm, etc., I mean, I've got nothing against people in those lines of businesses. Number one, it's easy for anyone else to enter the market. As a result, margins will be pushed low, and that could quickly push you out of business. But it's about taking time to look at what's going on in the economy. and looking for an opportunity that is unique, because if your business is unique and you've got a particular unique selling point, then you've got a value proposition. And for that, you can then charge a price that gives you good margin. And that's how you succeed. And like what I'm saying, for me, it was, all, it was also an issue to say we then actually benefited from the downturn. In that, my partner and I realized that the big players in the industry were leaving Zimbabwe because the economy was becoming more difficult. And then we took that opportunity not to leave the country, because we also had this opportunity, but like, no, let's actually grow the business by taking that market share that they were leaving. So to be honest, the trick is look for a niche. Look for, I mean, something that you can do uniquely, something that not everyone else is doing. And I can assure you, I mean, you will experience some success in it.
Right. Terence, as Tinten Olunyu Tabolo Kone Kodwini, once again, whilst we're sticking to the requirements on the list of the, for you to be eligible for the Forbes 30 under 30 list, but people have to have a business that impacts abantu emphakathini, that changes the community around them. Let's talk a little about i-business lakho, i-Southern Incineration Services. Kahle kahle i-business lakho limayelana ngani, njalo abantu sebesithi it's impacting umphakathini elizweni. How are you impacting the country for you to get to a stage whereby you can say, I mean, in company I'm about to is raking in $1 million.
Okay. So right. I know to generally munuese and up and up and anomina which pattern. Found out pattern, by what Jackson. Now to cannot punish and some cotton, or there can be an operation taking place. But generally, what my business does is, whether it's a hospital, whether it's a clinic, whatever, there's that biomedical waste that they produce from the operation. They use syringes. If someone has been operated, gulama gloves, gulama cotton, alekas, or mama, gulama steel beds, gulama placenta, gonke nokia. So if bedjela, ama kliniki, also if you go to office parks, in the ladies' toilets, you'll find, I mean, their sanitary bins. We rent bins to those office parks. So we collect that biomedical waste and we destroy it, which means we generally burn it. Now, the impact aspect of it is that if you even just do a quick Google search, you realize that there have been some hospitals in Harare, in Bulawayo, in Gweru, that have been caught because they were dumping that particular waste in open fields. And then abantu ana sibe hamba sibe njala la masirinji, njala lika, zibe kwa ngani ngama lipstick. So he come now and say, no, let us help you as a hospital, as a clinic, to come up with a solution that does not expose people to that kind of waste, because it's hazardous, because handling blood can, I mean, that kind of waste, if it's not handled properly, it can lead to the spread of disease when people come in contact with it. So generally, we look at roughly in a week, we handle about five tons of such waste, because you find us in Harare, Lawayo, in White Bridge, in Vixen, in Kwekwe, Adoma, Norton, Shishawane, yes, just to name, a couple of places where we operate from. And we've got a whole, it's clinics, it's hospitals, and office buildings. Those are our primary customers. And that is the solution that we offer them, to say, let us help you destroy this in a safe and effective way that is equally cheap and cost-effective, but also it protects people from coming into contact with that waste. I mean, you don't want people to be handling blood and used syringes.
Now,
Yeah.
Right. Ngikuzwile mnumzana. Ngibona ngani isikhathi sethu. I have to now prepare for the next guest. But umbuzo wami ugcina before I let you go. What does this mean for you njengomuntu ongisakhulayo? Does it open up new opportunities? What does this lead to njengoba now, you know, this big prestigious outlet on the face of the continent has said, na ngumuntu ongisakhulayo uTerence Mate,
he's under 30, he's doing these big things. What does it mean for your company and what does it mean for the nation?
First of all, I mean, there have really been people knocking at our door to say, okay, you're doing this in Zim. Come to South Africa, come to Botswana. Because it's a real issue everywhere. And so, I mean, that has been the immediate thing to say people have come knocking at the door to offer money to grow the business, also to help us set up in different markets. So, Ngati, yeah, I mean, from the gate go, that's been it. Also, generally, you go through quite a vigorous vetting process before you actually appear. So, I mean, you submit financial statements, you submit bank statements, and all that stuff. So, when you do make it on the list, it does give your company and yourself a badge of credibility to say, you know, you are actually doing what you say you're doing. So also, when Avantu Sebebuya now and Vashida Ukshanda Onyesu, what I just want to know, I mean, these people seem to be doing what they actually claim to be doing. And generally, people like to be associated with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he is correct here.
Hayi sikuzwile kahle mathe, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo wathi ngithatha guest wami wesibili kodwa hayi mfethu ungakahambi ngizathi amhlophe amhlophe makorokoto, congratulations one more time nomzana. Hayi ngibona ngani ukuthi hayi right. All right, so Zimbabwe Muhle, you just heard from Tenants Mate. He was one of the people on the list, as I mentioned earlier on. He joins Kim Jade, Gilmore Moyo, Ukanyisile Nderezina, Wilford Mwanza, Ushoriwa Benjamin, Ganye Lomelisa Mwale. All these are young Zimbabweans who featured on the 2019 Forbes 30 Under 30 list. But let me have my second guest, my second guy. He's also on the list, Gilmore Moyo. I just read his profile. He's the co-founder of Paper Bag Africa. Now, before I go to Gilmore, I have a little story to tell you, Zimbabwe Muhle. I remember Gilmore was here on the Mandela Washington Fellowship, and that was the first time I got to meet him whilst he was in DC. Whereas I once had a conversation with Gilmore, Mike, let me tell you, empilweni bururu, if there's one thing that I never want to happen, is ukuthi ngimina ngithi deep pants and I die. Abantu bathi Gilmore was broke. Angeke. So I find it hilarious ukuthi usefikile lapho esikhundleni where he can properly say, hi, mean, Deepansi broke. That can't be Gilmore. But let's hear more from Gilmore. Gilmore, welcome to the program, brother.
You're a clown.
No, man, Bururu. I'm chope. I recall that conversation like it was yesterday, and now it's happening. It's coming to fruition.
Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, thank you for having me on the show. I mean, it's exciting to go to Studio 7, Voice of America. I mean, come on. What else?
It's the best. So, Bururu, as Tintenu Tabalukone Kutwini, Forbes 30 under 30, what does this mean for you, njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, otabuka kwantu uthuzathunga? You know, a lot of people, you know, you're repping the city, you're repping the country. What does this mean for you as a young person? What does this mean for Paper Bag Africa? And what does this mean for the nation?
You know, the funny thing is that I think when all these things happen to you, you don't realize how much work you've been putting in. I think nothing that's cut is in Gakura. In fact, Kumburan Kadisa and Jungsevenza in this creative space in 2008. And I'm looking back now, I'm thinking, you know what? Those were the seeds that I was planting into all this happening now. So in many cases, I think when obviously I was told with our homophobic 30 under 30, I was very much excited. But at the same time, there's this calmness that comes over you to say, you know what? And you've been putting in some work. But for me, I think it's just not only about what it's saying about me, but it's saying a lot about young Zimbabweans. There's over 1,000 young Zimbabweans that are working on a day-to-day basis. Some of them quit along the way. Some of them don't quit along the way. So it simply means that we as young Zimbabweans are heading towards the right direction. I'm just representing a small fraction of these many hardworking Zimbabweans. So we're not that far. We're there. We're going somewhere.
Now, Gilmore, I was reading the statement to the interview that you guys gave when you were conducting this whole Forbes thing. And when you highlighted one thing, when the business went to Zimbabwe, Bafethu, it's a sport on its own. So when how are you doing this? When njengomuntu ongisakhulayo simzwile nangu Terence ubekhona esithi inkampani yakhe he's looking ukuthi he'll be raking in six figures by the end of the year. When njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, how are you doing it when it's such a sport elizweni eningi labantu abasakhulayo bayakhala?
Eish, ezimbapho kunzima hlobo abangani, asingiqambelana amanga. But I think one thing mina engizama ukuthi ngikwenze all the time when ngisebenza ukuthi I mean, there's no way you can just go one block without realizing all the many problems that the country has. But then I realized that obviously in all those many problems that the country has, there's always, you can actually be the solution to the problem. But I'm not trying to speak riddles or anything like that. But for me, kahle, I realized with Zimbabwe, there's a lot of attention coming from outside. A lot of people want to work in Zimbabwe, or they want to work with Zimbabwe, or they are just fascinated about what's happening in Zimbabwe. So while everyone is looking into Zim and realizing what is the problem, if you have a man, who cares, how then are we as young people setting ourselves apart using these online platforms that these people use to see what's happening in Zim? So, Mina, what I've managed to capture, which is my niche market, is that I've become the go-to person always in Zimbabwe for anyone who's outside. So people always, when they're looking into it, somehow they'll come to you and say, oh, Jumo, I've got this project as a European Union, and we want to work with you because you see the stuff that you've done and you've seen how you've profiled your work online. Mm-hmm. That's basically how I've managed to profile myself and to also sustain myself to say, I want to set myself as a go-to person in Zimbabwe when it comes to issues that have to do with content creation, mm-hmm. public relations, or managing projects, which is what Pepper Big Africa does.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I'm surviving. But I'm also surviving by trying not to concentrate so much on the things because of that. But at the same time, I shouldn't ignore the fact that Zimbabwe is Zimbabwe. So I'm trying to find a balance of, okay, Zimbabwe is Zimbabwe, but let me not spend too much time focusing on the issues. Let me also realize that the world is actually my village. That's why I'm called the global citizen, because the world is there waiting for me to actually put in my efforts and work in it.
Mhm, sibapho muhle nangu Gilmo Hans na Gilmo, the world is your oyster. Gilmo, ngicela ubambe kancane ecingweni sithatha umlaleli sizwe ukuthi yena umlaleli uthi nangithi. Right, kola mthereri ndikunzwa ndine mthereri haya ba kola ecingweni ari parinari o kola ecingweni ngubani?
Hello.
Yes papa, how are you?
I'm okay, and how are you?
I'm good, yes, if you're okay. So who's on the line there?
Masuku lo.
Masuku njani papa? Anyaphila nantu dabo lukhona egudwini abantu abasakhulayo iForbes Africa iphephandaba leForbes Africa lithi kulabantu abayi 7 abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe who are doing izimanga. Wena uthini?
Hayi ntanduwa jabulela mbajayela ihlombe abafowethu nawe ukuthi into zakhona bazihambisa ngendlela esiyabe siyithanda nyakhona ogulathi sihlezi nje siri kuvarovela maboko tichiti pamberi nezva muri kuita vakomana but into emvu kuti nyizvisise kuti amadhidha lawo maisenza into zavo ngendlela cela umbuzele kuwo zvinhu zvenyu zvamuri kuita izvi muri kuzviita nenzira dzakanaka here nekuti tinoda kuti mangwana mwana wese wezimbabwe aenjoye kuno munye mulaleli woko wakukhuluma futi akati aiwazve hatidi isi vanhu vanenge vachitivo zvenyika zviri kufamba vachingodla vega vari kumbodlanani zvichiita sei ende vari kuzvikwanisa sei vamwe vana vachishaya kana kuti mari dzekuti vaende kuchikoro yalo nje mfuni kuti kuona lava vamachidhauna lava vana sepumelere kanje what are they giving to the community kuti vasinete nao ndibona sevengani sevengcono nabantwana bangaye ezikolo vana mafoundation apangani ala mascholarship avaoffer bantwana basezikolo avamaprimary ngoba mina I always move around nditorila bantwana ezinye iindawo abangakwanisi kuye primary esikolo kodwa vona oredi vona vadova kumamillionaires are they realizing that in the community there are some of the people abafuni uncedo lwabo. So if those guys can answer those questions, ngizaphinda futhi ngibatshayela ihlombe nxa ngisengqondeni zabo bengela lokwana ukuthi bona bafuna ukuthenga amaferrari ne-moving around posting ukuthi tabane mali it came out of all those abangena mali.
Right, baba Masuku bamba kancane ecingweni sizwe ukuthi yena uGilmo uthen silaye ecingweni angithi. Right, Gilmo usakhona ecingweni na? Gilmo. ngisakhona. Nanga uMasuku uyamuzwa ngithi.
Ngiyamuzwa ngimzila uMasuku.
Awumphenduli.
I mean, nje obviously ngizokhuluma ngendaba zama foundation, but mina umsebenzi wami kakhulu ngisebenza nabantu abakuma arts ebulawayo. So you find ukuthi iningi labantu abakuma arts through our company have managed to actually make a space for themselves. They are sustaining themselves kulokhu abakwenzayo. Nabaqamba nje abambalwa, onkanye zethu malunga sebenza laye. Ngumuntu nje ngabona ukuthi ulesipho sokuthunga, ngabe sengimncedisa lami ukuthi kutholakale ephumelela lakhathi singawukhuluma ngabantu abaku-fashion. Umuntu onje ngankanye zethu malunga, Nkululeko Ncube, Lanija Phiwa, Osanelizo Mpofu, those are names that constantly come about. At the same time, thina we don't want to spread ourselves too thin in terms of trying to say, oh, we want to work in the health sector. Napho Therese bayenza khonokho. Abanye are also working in the education sector. But mina, my strength is in the creative space. So you find ukuthi eZimbabwe kunje so abantu obviously they go to school, but abanye bangkhona abala sipho sokuthi be time academics njengabanye. But bathi sipho sokuthi amina ngiyahlabela, mina ngiyagida, mina ngenza lokhu lalokhu. So basically my company Paperback Africa works a lot in the creative space, and we have really helped a lot of young artists in Bulawayo, in Zimbabwe, to actually fully establish themselves as paying artists or being paid for what they do. So umthetho wethu kahle kahle ukuthi if you have a talent and you are good at what you do, you need to get paid for that. And now we help to link it from one place to another. That's what we do. About education, I intend to go to the school and I'm going to go to the school. But I'm going to go to the school and I'm going to go to the school. I'm going to go to the school.
Baba Masuku, umzwile na uke umo. Baba Masuku, sako nekungwe nina?
Right, amuzwa ke lokho.
Right.
Ngicela ukuthi khona nxa yena ekwaniswa njengendoda engani ikhanya vele izindi art industry. The art industry is diversified to the extent ukuthi kule ndawo lapho abafuze bayenza sort of scouting. Kuluma nje kathethe emakhaya there are quite a number. Asifuni ukuthi babe ama low hanging fruits, asiwafuni ukuthi babe into abangani badila ngayo. Ngoba those low hanging fruits are already there. Because sizama ukuthi kabazi emakhaya phansi khona lewe kosikhobokhobo bayedinga abantwana abale that talent, but we are saying ukuthi mhlawumbe abanayo indlela ukuthi bangangena njani kuma agent industry. You are already saying umuntu lo sebona amagesi yazi nje ukuthi khona ungathi so uyovula ithiwa yicomputer kumbe ithiwa umane sithi ah kulo gimo ngoba usemunge kulo muntu ongakwanisiyo khonoko. What are Gilmore and company doing to such people abazafuna ukuthi baze babuye kula extent ukuthi they can be computer literate kodwa babe ku-art industry?
Hayi, siyakuzwa baba Masuku, ngiyeza ukuthi ngilo munye umyaleli, so I might have to let you go. Thank you ngokungena kuhlelwa ngithi. All right, Zulukandaba. Hey, you heard it all, folks. Namhla, we're speaking about 7 young Zimbabwean entrepreneurs who were selected to be part of the 5th annual Forbes 30 Under 30 list. What this means is these are part of 120 young Africans who are shaping industries, who are creating industries, who are creating employment, not only in their country, but on the face of the continent. Omunye wabo ngukiyomo moyo, yena ukhona ehlelweni namhla. He is the founder of Paperback Africa. Earlier on, we're speaking Lord Terence, yena ngomunye ongusakhulayo, who's also on this list. Yena, he is the founder of Incinery Services Company. Right, asi ndikunzondi no umthereri nge lo munyu umlalele khona ecincweni khola khola umthereri ari kuphinda mchirongwa ndiyani
ukokuma umajubani
kokumajubani unjani mama
ngiyaphila baba.
So ehlelweni lamhlasi lo umuntu ongisakhulayo kuthwa yena he's doing really really well gogo wenza izimanga umfana lo. He's been selected to be part of abantu abasakhulayo who are 120 abadabuka kuzwekazi ele Africa kuthiwa hayi amabhizimusi abo alakho ukuthuthukisa hayi izwekazi kuphela kodwa ilizwe la ele Zimbabwe. Wena ungathini gogo?
Ngiyamuzwa sibili lo osakhulayo othi yena ibhizinesi yakhe iyaphakama njalo uyaproducer. Ngiyamangala kuleli lizwe eleZimbabwe ukuthi kube labasakhulayo abathi bona ama business abo aya booster kwafa kudala ama shop asephonga ba ama shop agcwele impahla kulanto efayo bona besithi into zabo ziyabahambela sibahambela ngayiphi indlela elizweni elibuhlungu kangaka mina ngingaphe ekhaya ereserve edinga ba vele ama shop aphonguma sidla umbhidu njalo asigcovi asiyachukela sithokuba ngabantu thina lathi sasithi singobusiness woman kodwa sesizihlalele ukuhlala ilembu selidula sasithunga ama-uniform sasilungisa isepa but izinto zokuthi ngilungisa isepa ngithengisela abantu sezidura vele kasisakwanisi laba bantwana labo bayasponswa anjo liyakwazi ukuthi i-government ebusayo ile yuthi so bayanikwa izimali ezokuthi bathini babhuste kodwa thina kasizitholi so nxa kunjilo ngababona ukuthi bayashare nabantwana even abasema-reserve labo batholi i-opportunity yona leyo ukuthi baphakamise labo babe lama-business abo ngaphumele langaphandle bangabodlela phakathi kuphela edorobheni njalo futhi mina ngicela ukuthi nxa lisamukela izifoni lithathe le ma-reserve not only ema-town abantu abasema-town balethuba elokuthi lina liyakhuluma lawo ngapha ema-reserve vele ngasilathuba elokuthi likhulume lathi ukwenzela ukuthi our views abantu bayadubeka ngapha ema-reserve abanye bathi bona ama-business abo ayabhusta thina sesizihlalele labantwana besikolo kabasayi lesikolo sesiswela lokuthi senzeni
hayi gogo sikuzwile kahle wothi siza ukuthi yena ugima uthini namazwi akho angithi gogo
kulungile baba
siyabonga siyabonga right Gilmo usakhona ecingweni Gilmo Gilmo
yebo I'm still here
ngisakhona right uyamuza ugogo uthi hayi nina njengabantu especially you young people who are all doing well and excelling ukuthiwa niyenzani ukuze lithuthukise abontanga who are all based in the rural areas. Is there anything that you guys are doing to help them?
Yeah, I know. There's actually quite a few things. Okay, I'll give an example of what we do at Pepper Vega Africa. So almost once a year, we do AMA workshops, which are like about 5-day workshops. The last one that we did, we collaborated with a local embassy. Then Sahamba, Lupane, we had three young people from Lupane coming through, which we were at my workshop, and then we had Abanye Plumtree. Actually, just 2 weeks taking the Plumtree, we about Lundiga, the Lundiga Foundation, because we are trying to do a lot of projects. Abanye Plumtree, Ekaya, not the Plumtree town. So in Matopo, the areas around Bulawayo, we are doing quite a few work in Matopo, Lupane, Enkai, Ebulilima, Lase, Plumtree. But I think I'm going to speak a corner. But I know one of our young colleagues, all Noma Kosazana, and Abonkanya is Malunga, by himself and then I could have worked in as in Jaro. Mm-hmm. So obviously, it's one step at a time because, like she's saying, there's so many issues, there's so many other challenges that we are facing in Zimbabwe. And these challenges are only not faced by Abantu Abahlala Emakhaya. That is saying the so-called Ageko. But what we are realizing is that we cannot be sitting and complaining about the issues and things that we are going through on a day-to-day basis. What can we do in our capacity to become better off of ourselves and with the little resources that we have and with the little collaborations, because the main thing is our collaboration. Mm-hmm. So that's basically how we are working. But if it's a good figure, just mean I was being nothing happy. I think it's just one day at a time and one step at a time.
Now, Kimo says, but there's something that I want to touch on with you. Now, I was watching an interview that SABC had with Ukaren Mwendera, the one who compiled the list, the 30 under 30 list.
Yes.
And the interview also featured another young girl who's on the list, Untabi Singh. And Untabi Singh works, if I remember correctly, it's in Liberia or one of those places. Whereby there's a lot of stereotypes that are attached to it of just negative things. Umuntu closes their minds and just thinks of that region. when njongo muntu ongisakhula unthabise ngena ube sithi hi, she's really proud of the fact ukuthi there is an outlet that is there to highlight the positives that come from the region. When njongo muntu ongisakhula who's had this opportunity, who has also been given the platform to highlight, how do you feel about that? Do you feel as though this is a platform that you can use to highlight ukuthi eZimbabwe yebo ngempela izinto azimanga kuhle kodwa bakhona abantu abasakhulayo abayenza izimanga?
It is. I think it's an incredible platform that highlights also the good things that we have in Zimbabwe and what young Zimbabweans are doing. As much as we're not as many as we could be, but it's a good platform. I'll say what I was talking, I said to my friend this afternoon, you know what, Zimbabwe is such in a chaotic space in terms of economy. Everything is looking like it's just upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And in that space, in that very same space, there's a lot of attention on Zimbabwe. One thing that young people, and this person I was talking to is an artist, I was saying to them, how are you using social media? How are you using the fact that you're all of them are following in, you go WhatsApp, like Twitter, like Facebook, to profile the things that you are doing so that when the world looks into Zimbabwe, besides seeing that our economy is upside down, prices are going up on a singular daily basis, what else are they saying and how are you positioned in that space? So, Forbes is an incredible platform that is kind of looking into Zim and obviously seeing all these many things that are happening in Zimbabwe. But then they choose to say, okay, we can focus maybe 75% on the challenges that Zimbabwe is going through, but 25% of our focus is going to go to those that are trying to do something about the situation or that are trying to survive. And it's an opportunity for us as young people to also fully establish ourselves using the social media. Because we focus on the social media, so we focus on the social media, and we're not thinking of what is the world seeing when they look into our country.
Mm-hmm. So, I asked Terrence the same thing. One of the requirements on this list for you to be on the list is you have to be generating a profit. How, when you're based in going to Zatunga in Bulawayo, isn't as manga kuhle akula gesi akula manzi abantu abasakhulayo bayakhala bathi akula misebenzi, how is Gilmore then in turn generating a profit?
We have realized that obviously ngapha you can't sell your product or you can't help artists sell their products to abantu laba abazama ukudinga impilo every day.
Mm-hmm.
So how we are doing then is we realize ukuthi there's a lot of ama diaspora abantu abangahlala eZimbabwe, abanye abase South Africa, abanye abase UK, abase USA, but that want to consume what's coming out of Zimbabwe. So then through our capacity, what we do is we partner others, abantu abanjabo extra stores, where we make sure that the quality that's coming out is good, and then they do the quality control. And our target audience is always abantu abase emazweni abathi ihazenkhumbule Zimbabwe. What music can I buy from Zimbabwe? What fashion can I buy from Zimbabwe? That's how I'm surviving.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I'm looking at it. So I'm realizing, but you know what, this is my niche market. The niche market is I want to be able to tell an authentic Bulawayo Zimbabwean African story coming straight from the heart of Zimbabwe. But at the same time, I want the rest of the world to consume this. So hence, we realize that the market is corner. So that's things that we need to do. We are to ASF, I'm in the album. Then we help to push ASF's album outside the country because people want to know what's happening in Zim.
What's next for Paperbag Africa and Gilmore T? Because I know it's when you're a brand upon yourself.
Yes. What next is obviously with all this attention that we've gotten via Forbes and even the situation in Zimbabwe, I want Paperback Africa to become the ultimate place you go to when you want to consume authentic African products, stories, or content. So that's what Paperback Africa is all about. I keep saying to people, they ask me, why is it called Paperback Africa? I say, well, I'm getting shopping, I'm getting the plastic, the paperback, like, or line, whatever that you choose. What you throw in that bag is really your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's in our bag is African content, African talent, African projects. We want to become that authentic African state that you go to of new consumer. So we want to influence not only Africa, but the globe at large. Hence, we're called Big Africa.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gilmore, good luck and congratulations. And thank you so much. Mungena kuhlelo bafowethu.
Also, please send me that money. What a money.
Don't worry. We spoke about a money, my friend. The money will come.
That's what I want.
All right. Zimbabwe Mbapetole. Nisashukaku Magume Chirongwa. That was Gilmore Moyo. He's the founder of Paperback Africa. Early on, we also had Terrence, who is the founder of an incendiary services in Harare. Right, it's cut says Pelile, says Pigilam of Petel and Oshelo, Tashkokma Kumetrongwa, Dinotenda Zukuru, Nemun Wesapinam Chirongwa, that Sanganese, same time, same place next week, and Okoneka in Dini Mikeove. Bye bye!
Nera kana kamuri ya Zimbabwe ino studio 7
tishitepe nyura tiri mu Washington.